Hello?
The Attorney General, Mr. President.
Yeah. Mr. President.
Hello?
I'm sorry that the department gives you so many tough questions.
No, as a matter of fact, I think that it was good that they tried to keep that subject up because we're on the side of the angels there.
No, you rammed it home three times and I thought it was great.
Well, you know, really, this certainly exposes the press for what they are, though. Those bastards, they don't care about keeping the government going. They don't care about the, you know, slashing the tires or trashing all over the city or stopping the traffic. The bastards only care about the... What are we going to do about these poor, innocent little bastards that are down here to demonstrate against the war?
They all had some features in the name of
the They sure did, didn't they?
They really did. And
yeah.
I'm sure to everybody that viewed this thing tonight, it was so visible, but it must have had a tremendous reaction.
We hope so, yeah.
Well, I was thinking. Somehow or other, I think the word I was going to ask is for that press corps, their press conference, they don't need to do diatribe and public statements that they ask one of the questions. But
yeah.
Here they were again on the same old tired, worn subject.
Right.
They thought they were going to make brownie points on them. I'm so glad that you got off the question what should have been said to the public and then the public.
Well, anyway, we ought to have a good meeting on Thursday with these people and try to get something positive out of that.
Well, I'm sure.
Because we really want to get this law and order and the dope thing too. That thing. And I've tried to put that in the context, as you notice, not of just of Vietnam, but of the nation. You know,
right.
Because we just don't want to. That'd be a bad wicket for us to say that the problem is only dope in Vietnam.
Well, this is absolutely true because Vietnam's a long ways away. Most people are interested in what's going on at home. And I hope
but there are only 200,000 left over there. And there are millions here that are exposed to the damn dope traffic.
That's absolutely right. And I'm sure that Bud Krogh and the rest of them are working on, all of our departments are working on the program to come out. And I think that'll be a real plus factor when it comes. And hopefully it won't be too long. They've really generated incredible, and perhaps rightly so, because this is a serious problem.
Oh, it's a terrible problem, I mean, terrible. And I was glad to get across the point of not legalizing marijuana. I'd said it earlier in California, but by gosh, it's time for the country to know that we're not going to crap around with these people.
Well, Mr. President, every bit of evidence comes along, points very hard to distinguish that the hard narcotic addicts come from their experimentation. And
well, as a matter of fact, you can say it's kind of like cigarettes and cancer. You cannot prove that cigarettes lead to cancer, but all the evidence shows that those who smoke cigarettes are more likely to get cancer than those that don't.
Well,
and so it is with this damn thing. Sure. Well, of course, marijuana is an escapist thing, and so they escape into the bigger escape.
Well, after they've tried that for a while, they don't have the bank notes to do it. Bigger and harder.
Well, anyway, we'll have a little meeting, good meeting on Thursday, I hope.
Well, one of the fascinating things intrigued me when I asked you through. They had the chancellor in the city of my daughter was almost complimentary. This surprised the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it must be one of the questions.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll keep
slugging them.
We will. Keep down to them again. I'm sorry, the Justice Department has all these problems.
No, that's right. That's fine. Well, with the, just so that they make a plus for us.
Yeah, when you got off the house, it was good.
Yeah, we said we were going to make a statement later. Okay.
That's the way to go.
Fine, bye. Good.